Unveiled last week, the Obama plan encourages struggling homeowners to refinance their mortgages at a lower interest rate. If refinancing is not enough to prevent foreclosure, the plan provides a mechanism for lowering a homeowner's mortgage debt burden and incentives for both lenders and borrowers to abide by the reworked agreement. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan says the plan will help honest Americans who have been hurt by the economic downturn, not real estate speculators whose investments turned sour when property values dropped. Donovan spoke on CBS's Face the Nation program.
What's really driving foreclosures is people losing their jobs. We have millions of families across this country through no fault of their own that are in trouble on their mortgages. We're going to stop speculators from getting in the plan, but we've got to make sure that folks who have played by the rules and are struggling can get some help.
Total costs for the plan are estimated in the hundreds of billions of dollars. Although home foreclosures hurt the national economy as a whole, they are particularly worrisome to state and local governments, many of which rely on property taxes for revenue. Foreclosures tend to depress housing values for entire neighborhoods, and lower assessed values mean lower tax receipts. But while America's state governors agree the housing crisis must not be allowed to fester, some are critical of the Obama administration's prescription for fixing the problem.
I think it's a horrible idea.
South Carolina's Republican Governor Mark Sanford says the administration's plan rewards irresponsible behavior. Sanford spoke on Fox News Sunday.
Well, about 95% of folks are playing by the rules and struggling, but still paying their mortgages. The idea that somebody down the street gets a different system, I think, is ultimately something that's going to undermine a whole lot of other folks with regard to paying their mortgage.
Also appearing on Fox News Sunday, fellow Republican Governor Tim Pawlenty of Minnesota said the federal government has no business restructuring private mortgage contracts.
This notion where the government's going to step in and forcibly reconfigure the terms of an existing contract should scare us.
But others say struggling homeowners must be helped for the same reason that failing banks must be rescued. To do otherwise invites economic catastrophe that harms everyone. Democratic Governor Ed Rendell of Pennsylvania.
If we don't do it, the whole system collapses. Every economist, conservative, liberal, moderate, progressive, you name it, says that we've got to do these bailouts as bad as they are.
President Obama says his home foreclosure plan is one of three tools he will deploy to stabilize the U.S. economy. The other two are the stimulus plan he signed into law last week and Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner's initiative to save troubled U.S. financial institutions. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.